Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
The reason why I'm here in studio today is because, well, normally I take my show on Wednesdays. And Wednesday was the day after the election. And as you well know, over the past 4 or 5 days, there's been a lot of questions about the outcome of the election and what was going to happen and who was going to win and who was taking the lead and who was falling behind and what states were reporting and all of that. And I just felt, how could I do an election show on Wednesday when we don't know the outcome and you're going to listen to this show on Sunday? So here we are. And now we have some clarity. Joe Biden is going to win this election. He has won the electoral votes. Joe Biden is going to be our president. Starting January 20th, when we have Inauguration Day. But the other thing that's interesting is the Senate was held by the Republicans. The Congress, House of Representatives, was held by the Democrats. And so during this past week, you know, we were getting lots of calls from folks on Wednesday, on Thursday, and Friday. You know, what do you think is going to happen with this election? Who's going to pull it out? Is Joe Biden going to win? Is Donald Trump going to come from behind? What's going to happen? And I said, it doesn't matter. Folks, that's the truth of this whole thing. It doesn't matter. It didn't matter because it doesn't matter now. As long as the Republicans hold the Senate and the Democrats hold the House, we remain a divided government, which allows us to be a bit more thoughtful and not so impulsive with our decisions. We will be better because we are divided, yet we will just have a different leader in the White House. And so this past week, what we've watched is we've seen the stock market go up almost 2,000 points, almost achieving its previous record high. It's a couple percentage points away. Now, why is that happening? Well, it started happening back on Monday before the election started. And the reason for that is there was greater and greater clarity on what the outcome of the election might be on Tuesday. And the clarity wasn't around who was going to win the presidential seat. It was the clarity around what was going to happen in Congress. Because that's where it all happens, folks. That's where all of the action moves. Sure, a president can make some executive orders and make some decisions, but the president simply can't raise corporate income taxes. The president can't raise individual income taxes. The president can't simply just wipe out our health care program or change it. We need our Congress as a form of checks and balances to make sure we operate as a country. Now, I will tell you, I'm delighted with the outcome because at the end of the day, I honestly didn't care who won at the White House. But I'll tell you this. Joe Biden has spoken twice now, I think, since it was official or getting pretty official to him winning this election. And take it for what it's worth, whether he mumbles or stumbles or you think he might fall asleep at the microphone. I think he's held himself up with great composure. But wasn't it great to hear someone speak from a teleprompter and stayed on the teleprompter and spoke with passion, spoke with genuineness, spoke with authority, and kind of made your heart not race every time the president stepped to the microphone, wondering what is going to come out of his mouth? So I actually think Joe Biden might be very good for this country. I know that there's close to, 48% of the population in America that didn't vote for Joe. And that's something that we need to fix. We need to find a way for us to come together, for us to say it's not about the president, and it's not necessarily about this divisiveness that exists. It's how we can all kind of settle back a little bit. Let's just relax. As my son says, we need to chill. And I think there'll be something good that comes from that. What we need to work on today, and I think we will be working on for the next couple weeks, is a stimulus package. There are people in America who desperately need our stimulus package. Yeah, I know the numbers came back, the employment numbers came back that say that the employment unemployment rate's now dropping into the sixes. Remember, we were in the 14 and 15% rate in March. But there are still plenty of people that are unemployed. There are businesses that are shutting down. I happened to be at the North Shore Mall yesterday. I was walking through there, and I think a third of the shops there might be empty. And the businesses that were open didn't look all that busy. Now, restaurants, on the other hand, restaurants were handed a blow on Friday by Governor Baker, saying that they needed to shut down by 9 o'clock. So no more now late dinners. They have to reimagine again, but many of the restaurants that are out there have done that. They have reimagined. They've created takeout experiences. They've created online online curbside delivery opportunities. They've reshaped their menus, and while other restaurants have closed, others have opened. And one that just opened this past week is Daniela's Ristorante. Daniela's opened up in the former space of where Alto Forno was, which is just under my office on 41 Cross Street, right? As you drive past Long's Jewelers, it's that white building. I'm on the second floor. Daniela's Ristorante is now on the first floor. And as promised over the past couple weeks, I finally was able to corner Daniela Mamola and have her on the radio show. And so during the second segment today, I am going to share with you a taped segment. I taped it with Daniela on Thursday at Daniela's Ristorante. And she is going to tell you all about the restaurant, why they're so excited to invite you back into their place. Of course, you can visit all of their restaurants, Palana, Daniela's Cafe. And yes, Daniela's Cafe is going to remain. It's going to be different from Daniela's Ristorante. And she will tell you all about that. But the one item that I think people are asking about right now is, why hasn't the Senate been called? Because if you go, whether you go to CNN, whether you go to AP, wherever you go on your screen, I mean, on your tablet, on your laptop, you're wondering, why does it still show that it's 48 to 48 Democrats to Republicans, yet everyone's talking about the fact that the Republicans are going to hold the Senate? Well, let me kind of walk you through the four seats that are still out there and help you understand why there's significant confidence that the Republicans will hold the Senate. Here's the first one. One state that is still yet to report is Alaska. Now, Alaska has one of the smallest populations, yet for whatever reason, they can't seem to figure out a way to report efficiently. Because still, as of today, in Alaska, only 50% of the voting results are in. Republican Dan Sullivan competed against Democrat Al Gross. Right now, with the votes, Dan Sullivan has a 62-32% lead. And there's strong confidence that he will win that. And so that's why they're basically chalking it up to him, but it is not yet official. The other area that is still yet to be called because it's close is in North Carolina. Republican Tom Tillis versus Democrat Cal Cunningham. Tom Tillis is up 48.72 versus 46.95 with 98% of the votes in. There's strong confidence that he will win and be called the winner there. So there's two Republican votes there. So that brings you to 50 to 48. The big ones, though, we are not going to know until January. Yeah, that's right, in January. Because Georgia does something interesting in their elections. Georgia requires you to have a 50.01% in order to be named the winner. In fact, when we went to school, I believe that was called a majority. And that's how I thought things worked in America anyways. You know, a majority means a little bit more or just slightly more than half. I mean, that's how we did every other election, I think, in our classrooms when we chose our class president, when we did whatever it was. It was, you needed a 50%. Well, Georgia has this thing where you actually need 50%. So there's two senators that were running for re-election in Georgia. So Republican Kelly Loeffler and Raphael, I think it's Raphael or Raphael Warnock, are going to run off against each other. Now, what's interesting here, what's really interesting is Raphael Warnock got the largest number of votes. He got 32.9%. Well, Kelly Loeffler got 25.92%. But here's the thing. There were 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 16 people on the ballot. And the second, so the third person on the ballot was Republican Doug Collins. Republican Doug Collins got 19.96% of the vote, 20%. So Republican Doug Collins had, call it 20%. Kelly Loeffler had 25%. That brings you to 45.92. Still not 50%. But there are other Republicans that were running and other Democrats that were running. So it's going to be interesting to see how this one works out. But the two people running for this special election will be Kelly Loeffler, the Republican, and Raphael Warnock, the Democrat. We will see how that goes. There's sentiment that thinks that Kelly Loeffler, who is the incumbent, will win in this election. But I've got to believe that both parties are going to spend a lot of money in January trying to fight for their party. And rightfully so. But at the end of the day, the Republicans will still have at least a one vote majority and perhaps a two-vote majority. So we will see what happens there. What we need to do now, though, folks, is trying to get off our social media. I know on Wednesday, I was just so sick and tired of watching the election, watching the back and forth and all of the just the jabs that were getting thrown out. I mean, I watch all the news stations. I flip from Fox to CNN to MSNBC, just flipping back and forth just to be fair and balanced as I can. I mean, Fox uses the term fair and balanced, but I want to try to get everybody's perspective on this. And the one thing I think we can all agree on is that a stimulus needs to happen. A stimulus is good for those that need the money. That's who it's most important for both individuals and businesses. But it's also great for the stock market, too. And I want, you know, a lot was thrown around about the stock market this past week or two, saying, you know, that's all Donald Trump was focusing on was the stock market, the stock market, the stock market. Folks, there's over 100 million people, believe it or not, that are participants in the stock market. And chances are, if you're listening to this radio show, you are. And you might say, well, I don't buy 100 shares of Tesla, or I don't buy GE, or I don't buy stocks. But let me ask you something. Do you have a 401k? Do you have an IRA? Do you have a 457 or a 403b plan? One of those, these retirement plans that are offered to employees. Do you have a pension? All of these types of benefits for you require some form of an investment in the stock market. And if we're not investing in the stock market, if we're not supporting our own corporate economy, we all suffer from that. So yes, I know there's that discussion that I think it's Elizabeth Warren talks about the millionaires and billionaires and trying to stop corporate CEOs from making so much money. Well, here's my thought, is that if we want to take down the corporations, we're also taking down our own 401k plan. Because the more we put money into our 401k, we're actually buying shares of companies, which suggests we're extending confidence to those companies to do better because we want to make more money. And if you want to make more money, you want your CEO of your company to be working as hard as they can to support both the shareholders and their employees to make sure that the company is growing. So it's important to participate. It's important to recognize how important the stock market is to all of our lives. It is very important. And that's what we need to work on. And so I think we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, I'm going to introduce you to Daniela Mamola. And she's going to tell you the story of what's going on at Daniela's restaurant. But before we take that break, I want to remind you about our newsletter. It's called Planning Pointers. It comes out each and every Friday morning, lands into your inbox at 10:30 in the morning. If you'd like it, Planning Pointers includes 3 stories, usually each 100 words long, and it provides financial advice in a language you can understand. Go to my website, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, 2 E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name, your email address, and you will start getting my newsletter 10:30 in the morning every Friday. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we're back, Daniela Mamola from Daniela's Ristorante.
Tell you something, all that glitters ain't gold.
Get ready for the colder weather with Agway of Danvers. We're stocked and deliver seasoned firewood with four types of wood pellets, coal, and embry blocks. Those cozy fires at home. Hi, I'm Dan Wiles, owner of the Agway of Danvers. Now is the best time to be reseeding your lawn with Agway's grass seed and fall fertilizer. It's also a great time to decorate for Halloween. We're stocked with decorative cornstalk, straw, and white and orange pumpkins. Prepare your chicken coop for the winter. We have heated waterers, coop clean bedding, boredom busters, and more. Come see us in Waltham or at 9 Wenham Street in Danvers today.
It's Paul from Gentilly Brewing reminding you to support your local brewery at 59 Park Street in Beverly. We're here to go for all your beer-to-go needs, including our year-round beer and many Gentilly seasonal beers and cans, plus a rotating selection of beer for growler fills. November 19th is our triple beer release with English Bitter, Autumn Sour, and Rileside Pale Ale, all in cans. The brewery is open for to-go beer only, Thursdays and Fridays, 4 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, noon to 4 p.m. Place an order for pickup on our website, or just walk in. For more info and to celebrate Thanksgiving Eve with us, visit Gentilly, GENTILEBrewing.com.
Planning for retirement and managing your investments has never been more difficult. Chances are you're trying, but worried you may make a misstep. Friedman Financial is all about getting your financial house in order and providing financial advice in a language you can understand. Their interactive software and in-person conversations will help you determine if you're on track. For more than 50 years, Friedman Financial has delivered independent advice. If now's the time to get serious about life and retirement, visit Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
A bottle of red, a bottle of white. It all depends upon your appetite. I'll meet you anytime. Italian restaurant.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. Folks, we've got something different right now. I'm not recording or broadcasting from the studio. I'm actually sitting, as promised, in the brand new Daniela's restaurant. Our ristorante. I'm going to have you, Daniela Mamola, who is joining me today, explain how you would like this restaurant described.
We're going to make you Italian, Mark.
Thank you.
One way or another.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, it's Daniela's Ristorante. It's the best.
All right, Daniela's Ristorante. And so we have Daniela's Ristorante on the hill at 41 Cross Street, mm-hmm. right across the street from the North Shore Mall. And when I talk to folks of where Friedman Financial is, I'm always saying we're right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above.
Yeah.
Well, I used to say Alto Forno, mm-hmm. but now it's Daniela's Ristorante. So
that's
welcome.
Right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So you're open.
Yes, finally, after much anticipation.
And so tell us a little bit about this new restaurant.
Sure. Yeah, so we were closed, obviously, for the pandemic, and we took that opportunity to make some changes to the former Alto Forno space. We basically completely changed the concept. We're still Italian, but we are more of a classic Italian ristorante now. And we're really excited. We always wanted to expand upon the Daniela's brand. We have Daniela's Cafe in Danvers, and this seems like a really great opportunity to do that.
So this will be different from the Daniela's Cafe?
Absolutely, yeah.
How so?
Well, Daniela's Cafe is sort of that neighborhood cafe vibe. It has a market, it has a bakery, you can stop in for a cup of coffee and pastry, or you can have a full-blown dinner and sit at the bar or the patio. Definitely a more casual dining experience. The Ristorante will focus more on the sort of restaurant dining experience solely. We do have a beautiful bar, a great patio, which is covered and heated and somewhat enclosed, which we're hoping to keep open for most of the season if we can. So very different in that way.
Yeah, you guys have done a beautiful job with this place. I know that working upstairs from you folks over the past few months, there's been plenty of noise down here with cuttings and drillings and electricians and all that stuff.
But, yeah, but now you get the smells.
That's right.
That's right.
The smells come back, and it's beautiful inside. If you were in at Alto, if you had visited Alto a while ago, you will walk in and say, oh, my God, this place is different, but it still holds that warm charm. Mm-hmm. And I think you've been so successful, and even the pictures that are here on the wall, there's pictures that you'll find all over the walls. Why don't you tell us about those?
Yeah, so it was important for us. The Daniela's brand, if you've been to Daniela's Cafe, you know it's literally a piece of my family. The artifacts in there and the ceramic pieces, the painting, the pictures are either from my grandparents or my parents' home growing up. Old vintage lamps, things like that. The photos on the wall at the cafe are from my honeymoon in Italy 7 wow. years ago. So it's important that restaurant represents us as a family. And we wanted to do the same thing here in a little bit more of a refined way, in a more upscale way. But yes, there are beautiful collage walls with photographs of various family members between my husband Dan and I, our grandparents in Italy, their journeys here to America. His father was kind of a crazy person back in the day, so some mm-hmm. silly pictures of his family, just really warm and inviting.
That's great. You know, yeah. One of the things that I've always loved about your restaurants is the food's always great. Everyone knows the food's great, but the thing that's exceptional is the service. Mm. So what is that secret sauce? What are you guys doing to make your servers, your personnel here just so great, no matter whether it's Daniela's Cafe, whether it's Polana, whether it's here? What is it that you guys do?
I can't tell you. No, I'm just
kidding. It's that secret now. She'll have to kill me.
You know what? I wish I had like a one-word answer for that, but all I can say is that the people that work for us mm-hmm. really, honestly become our family. We welcome them in. We want to know more about them than just where they worked prior to working for us. We want more. We you know, care about them on a different level. So their commitment to us reflects that. We have people that have worked for us for years and years. Either this was their first job or they've been in the industry for a long time. But this, typically, everybody that works for us starts somewhere and stays with us. As a matter of fact, all the managers that work for our company have been with us in some other way, whether they were a server or a bartender, and they've grown into these roles. So they've grown up with us.
Yeah, as you well know, I eat at your restaurants quite mm-hmm. often, and I've seen so many of these waiters or hostesses or whomever it might be mm-hmm. just emerge into managers over time. So they love working here.
Yeah, it's not about, I think a lot of restaurants, and it's a formula that works and has worked always, they hire people based on sort of a resume and, of course, a skill set. But for us, we like to hire people based on personality, and that's what's most important, because our guest needs to feel that. And so I think that's what we have. We have a bunch of people with amazing, warm personalities.
So if you're wondering, as you're driving around the car this morning, who is Mark talking to this morning? I promised that I would bring Daniela Mamola, one of the owners of Daniela's Ristorante.
There you go.
And, and Polana and Daniela's Cafe, to let you know that we no longer have Alto here on the hill right below my office here on 41 Cross Street, but it is Daniela's Ristorante. And it is open for business. And, you know, the food has always been amazing at all the places we go to. What's going to be different about this food than maybe the other restaurants?
I think, you know, first of all, you're going to see Dan in the kitchen, my husband, which is wonderful. It really is a direct reflection of us and the food that we grew up eating, the food that we love to go out and dine on ourselves. There's a classic nature to it, which is really comforting, and also lots of fresh ingredients and seasonal ingredients as well. So lots and lots of love in the food.
Now, I know you've had a great pastry department. I mean, you've had a wonderful pastry chef, and the pastries at the cafe are amazing. Will any of those desserts or pastries be available here?
Yeah, so we're not going to have the takeout bakery aspect like we do at Daniela's, although we'll be able to take home desserts if you want. Our pastry chef, her name is Carolina. She's absolutely fantastic, the most talented woman, mom of three. She's incredible. She is actually one of the chefs here at this restaurant. So yes, lots of beautiful pastries.
Tell me about the pasta. Are you guys making your own pasta, or what are you doing?
We do make a couple of the cuts of pasta ourselves, but you know, some of the more traditional penne and linguine, stuff like that, we are it's a fresh dried pasta that we serve essentially, but nothing but the best.
Well, of course, and it's and it always is the best here. You know, many restaurants, of course, through this pandemic have had to shut down. And you guys had to shut down like everybody else did back in March and April. Some didn't survive, and some have thrived. I don't even know if you know this, but since the pandemic, 6,500 restaurants have opened since the pandemic. I mean, you're a new restaurant that's opened, and a few others I know have opened up in town. What is it that you guys found was the secret to being able to be sustainable and to be able to come back just with a great presence here as we're hopefully unwinding out of this pandemic?
Yeah, I think that's very hopeful.
Mm-hmm. Right, it is hopeful. Yes. I am staying hopeful.
I think that, you know, the biggest thing is that you have to pivot. You really have to adapt. And if you want to sulk and stay home and say, oh, this stinks and I don't know how we're going to make it, that's one approach. But for us, we took the opposite approach and we really thought, okay, how can we make the best of this terrible situation? And so, you know, for a lot of restaurants, that meant, you know, the takeout became a majority of what their business was. I think a lot of the restaurants that you're talking about that are opening, maybe are companies or restaurants that had other restaurants and they've changed concepts, mm-hmm. something to really just fit in with the reality of what this industry has become. And that really is one of the main driving reasons why we made the change here. Alto was successful. It was gorgeous. The food was incredible, wonderful staff, but it was very communal. It was very social, and that type of environment just doesn't have a place right now in this COVID world. And so we had to make some changes, mm-hmm. and this is where we're at.
Well, I think you guys have done a remarkable job. So I will ask you, one of my favorite items that was on the Alto Forno menu, mm-hmm. and it was seasonal.
Oh, boy.
It was seasonal, mm-hmm. and I'm going to ask, I don't know if we'll ever see it here, but it was my favorite. It was an appetizer.
Figs.
It was the fig crostini. That was my absolute favorite.
I know. Okay, so when we put it back on the menu, we'll just call it the Friedman Financial.
Right. Whatever.
Yeah. We have been asked that question more often than you can imagine.
Really? It's my favorite.
Yeah, it really is good. The mixture of the whipped ricotta and the figs and the balsamic with the grilled ciabatta. Figs are very seasonal, but mm-hmm. we are working it back into the menu.
Yeah, I would love to see that here. Yeah. So,
In the meantime, have you tried the... We have lots of things with the beautiful whipped ricotta in it. Our meatballs do. We have the eggplant rollatini that mm-hmm. has the whipped herb ricotta. So
I'm excited. I have not eaten here yet. You just opened, 2 days ago, right?
Yes, but you need a special invitation.
I know. So I actually had plans on Wednesday night to swing by here, but I thought my daughter was going to stay late for work and we were going to come downstairs, but she had to go home. So next week, or actually I should say, since it's Sunday that we're doing this, mm-hmm. I assure you I will be here.
Perfect.
This week for dinner. Laura will join me and stuff. So I have not had a chance to try any of the menu items, but tell our listeners what they can find on this menu that makes it so exciting for them to come down and
try it. Absolutely, yeah. So from appetizers, we have a gorgeous antipasto, which has prosciutto di Parma and a few different types of cheese and traditional antipasti, marinated mushrooms and stuffed peppers. Then we have, of course, our meatballs, which are famous at the cafe, and we brought them up here with our Nana's tomato sauce. Eggplant rollatini, things
so
like that.
So Nana's tomato sauce, is that for grandma? What is Nana?
Nana is the Italian grandma. Yes.
The Italian grandma,
yeah,
okay.
Of course. The appetizers, some beautiful salads. We have an Italian wedge that's sort of a take on the traditional wedge, but we do it with a gorgonzola and pancetta.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the main courses, we do have beautiful fish and a couple beautiful cuts of steak. We have a ribeye and a tenderloin, but you're really going to want to focus on the saute items, the traditional Italian dishes, salt and bocca, piccata, francese, of course, the parmigianos, things like that.
Are they served with anything at all?
Oh, they all come with a pasta.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're great portions. And our suggestion is always to kind of try a little bit of everything.
Sure.
That's the Italian way.
I think that's great. So I guess the big question that I'm curious about, it's a purely a selfish question, because I go to the cafe all the time for lunch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Any chance we'll be open for lunch here?
Yes, definitely.
Really?
Yes. We're waiting on, we want to just get open the first couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe by December, we will be opening every day at noon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe
great.
Even a little brunch on the horizon, we'll have to see.
That's exciting.
Yes.
All right, well, that's going to do it for us. Thank you, Daniela. We've had Daniela Mamola from Daniela's Ristorante. joining us, and hopefully you will swing down real soon. Perhaps you'll even see me here at the restaurant, because I'm sure I'll be eating here plenty. So everybody, we're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we've got more financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Get ready for the colder weather with Agway of Danvers. We're stocked and deliver seasoned firewood with four types of wood pellets, coal, and embry blocks. Those cozy fires at home. Hi, I'm Dan Wiles, owner of the Agway of Danvers. Now is the best time to be reseeding your lawn with Agway's grass seed and fall fertilizer. It's also a great time to decorate for Halloween. We're stocked with decorative corn stalks, straw, and white and orange pumpkins. Prepare your chicken coop for the winter. We have heated waterers, coop clean bedding, boredom busters, and more. Come see us in Waltham or at 9 Wenham Street in Danvers today.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or on the web at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It's not about the money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located at 41 Cross Street, right across the street from the North Shore Mall, and just above the now open Daniela's Ristorante. I hope you enjoyed that interview that we held with Daniela in the last segment. If you didn't get to hear it, you can certainly go to NorthShore1049.com, take a look at previous shows that we've done, and you can listen to the podcast there. You can always, of course, find any of our shows both here at North Shore 104.9 and 104.9.com, as well as on Apple iTunes. Just podcast or search on Dollars and Cents. A little tongue-tied this morning. Hope everybody is doing well. I was actually last night, I was at a different Italian restaurant. I actually went to Rossetti's in Beverly. Rossetti's opened up. It's the third restaurant in the Rossetti's food group. I used to go to the one out in Winthrop, out by the beach. Then they opened up another one in Lynn. And now I went to Rossetti's in Beverly. It was terrific. We had a nice time. The outdoor patio out there is heated. In fact, it was so warm out there, we made them turn, well, we didn't make them, we asked for them to turn the heat lamps off because I was roasting out there. I mean, what a beautiful night. It's hard to believe, isn't it, that it's, here we are, what, November 8th. It's 70 degrees out, and the radio station here is playing Christmas songs. Yep, that's right. The first in Massachusetts, North Shore 104.9 is rolling out the Christmas music early this year. Now, when they rolled it out last weekend, which was November 1st, there was snow on the ground. You know, when you heard Let It Snow, it was accurate. It was a little chilly out, but it's a little strange to hear Christmas music right now, but it does change the mood and change the tone of kind of everything. And, you know, with this election now, for the most part, behind us, and I would just say it's pretty much a done deal. Joe Biden is going to be our president, the 46th president of the United States. The Democrats are going to hold on to the House. It looks like the Republicans will hold on to the Senate. The stock market, who does not like uncertainty, seemed to feel that that was going to be the case starting last Friday, because last Friday, the stock market started going up, 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 and we picked up almost 2,000 points on the Dow this past week. So the stock market is feeling really good. And, you know, over in the past couple of weeks that we've talked with our clients and people have called us, they've been saying, Mark, what do I need to do? Do I need to make any changes or do anything different with this election that's pending? And our feeling was this, is it didn't matter who won the White House. It didn't matter who won the White House. We certainly knew which way Massachusetts was leaning. We certainly knew which way New York and New Jersey and California were leaning. But there's a lot of other states in between that can help frame what that outcome would be. But what mattered more than anything else was would the Congress, would House and Senate stay divided? And as long as there was that confidence, the market felt really good about coming back because they thought, even though Joe Biden has said, look, I want to raise taxes, Joe Biden knows that many of the campaign promises that he was stumping out on the campaign trail simply can't happen because they will be thwarted in Congress. So the likelihood of income tax rates going up, the likelihood of corporate tax rates going up, the likelihood of capital gains tax rates going up, all of those things have been squelched for a bit. Now, things could change 2 years from now, because remember, we're going to have midterm elections in 2 years, and you know that both parties are going to fight really hard to make sure that they're trying to capture more seats in Congress. But for the time being, what we need to do in America, and Joe Biden said it too, we need to heal here. There is a lot of anger and a lot of divisiveness and a lot of polarity. What we need to do is heal. And there's two ways to start the healing. Number one, it comes with a stimulus package. And I think Congress will finally come to the table in the next week or two and pass a stimulus package. It will be one that they will have to compromise on because they know they are finally at the point where they need to do something. People are struggling. People are struggling. Will we see that extra pandemic unemployment insurance in your unemployment checks for those that are still collecting? Will small businesses receive another PPP loan or something similar to it? Will states and local governments receive money? Will the airlines get money? What will happen? How will it all work out? And what will be the pork? That's what they call it, the pork, that will get thrown into this bill to make accommodations for everyone else. Look, this past couple weeks, I've been watching a show called Designated Survivor. I actually really enjoyed the show. I think the first season was terrific. Second season, which I'm in the middle of, has just been okay. But it has Kiefer Sutherland as the president of the United States. And I love these Washington shows where you really get to understand how we have to figure out ways to make things work, how we need diplomacy. We can't threaten and we need to put our foot down as to what's important for America, but we have to deal with things diplomatically. But along the way, there's a lot of favors, and those favors are never forgotten, and those favors continue to carry. And it's a little bit different with negotiating our own individual lives than when you're having to negotiate the lives and the personnel of this country. And frankly, it's the same thing that happens in corporations. I mean, there's a lot of favors. There's a lot of diplomacy and negotiation that happens. And it's something that you and I don't get comfortable with. But a lot of people have been asking, all right, so if we continue to put out this stimulus, and that means printing more money. That's what we can do here in America. We print more money. Aren't you worried, Mark, about the debt? Aren't you worried about this enormous debt that America is carrying? We have to pay it back eventually, don't we? Yeah, we do. But there's no sense of urgency to pay it back. And here's the reason why. Unlike you, who says, oh my God, if I carried credit card debt, or I had a big mortgage, or I continued to carry this as I got older and older and older, I couldn't stand it. And I know I have to stop paying these interest rates. You know, paying a credit card that has an interest rate of 18% on it or whatever it might be. That's ridiculous. I can't do that. Well, here's the difference between you and the government. You and I have a finite life. You and I have a finite life. And we worry about things that aren't completed. We worry about the fact that we're carrying this debt. We worry about this all the time because we want to get rid of it as we head into retirement and thinking, I don't want to carry debt in retirement because my sources of income isn't going to come from a paycheck anymore. It's probably going to come from Social Security pension and the money that I draw from my investment account. That's what I have to rely on. And I don't want to have to keep worrying about building more and more debt or paying off more and more debt. I want to get that out of the way. And it's a smart thing to do because you know what? Your life is finite. But a government isn't. A corporation isn't. Corporations carry debts. They'll take 50-100-year loans. If they can, so might the government. America's not going away. And especially as we think about what's America going to look like for our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren, we know America's around forever, in perpetuity. And so as we manage debt, they don't have the pressure to pay it off so quickly. And if interest rates are as low as they are, there are other opportunities where we can invest in America, where we can make more money. And that allows us to do better things and greater things and pay off our debt along the way. Look, I think you all know that right now, mortgage rates here in America are very low. You can get a mortgage in the twos, right? In the twos. Think about this. When you first got married, what was your mortgage rate? 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 30 years ago, 50 years ago, what was the mortgage rate? I know when I got my first mortgage back in 1992, I was living in Stoneham, and I think my mortgage rate at the time was 9%. And then we refinanced to 7%. And then when I bought my next house in North Andover, I think my rate was like 5.5%. Interest rates have gone down dramatically. And I think we all know there's a lot of people that say, well, why should I pay off my debt right now if my investments can make more than the interest rate that I'm paying on my mortgage? And there's something to be said for that. Because under the current tax rule, under the current tax plan that exists, many of you aren't even able to deduct the interest on your mortgage. Yes, I just said that. Many of you are no longer able to deduct the interest on your mortgage. What do you mean? I thought interest on mortgages were deductible. They are. But under the tax package that the president, President Trump, rolled out a few years ago, many people have a much higher standard deduction. If you're married, you get to deduct $24,000 against your income. And if your mortgage interest, isn't that significant, I mean, let's say it's $10,000, that's still significant. But if your mortgage interest and all of your other deductible interest items aren't exceeding that $24,000 number, you don't have to worry about it. You get the bigger deduction. And that is something people aren't aware of. The other thing here also is many people will run around saying, well, I like to give to charity because they're tax-deductible expenses. You know, when the little girl knocks on your door saying, I'm selling Girl Scout cookies, and it's a tax-deductible expense. Folks, chances are this year, unless you're making donations in excess of, say, $10,000 this year, $10,000 or $15,000, chances are none of your charitable contributions, and I know that not-for-profits don't like me to say this, but it's true, they're not deductible. But there's still nothing wrong with contributing to a not-for-profit organization. Do it because it feels good. Don't do it for the tax deduction. So one of the things that we're trying to educate you with, and I'm going to do this in the second segment, in the next segment as well, is try to give you some financial advice in a language you can understand. We're approaching the end of the year, and there's opportunities for you to prepare yourself so you pay less in tax. Now, I'm not saying avoid tax. No, you shouldn't avoid tax. That's illegal. But you can be smart with the way in which you use your money so that you pay the least amount of tax possible. Now, everyone has a right to do it. Our president has the right to do it. You have the right to do it. We have a tax system. And for those of us that can understand the tax system a little bit better, that can wrap their arms around the tax system, if you can save yourself a few dollars, why not do it? It's interesting. The past 2 weeks, we've had a lot of calls from folks, listeners to this radio show, who've wanted to schedule initial consultations in our office to see if it would make sense for us to work together. And in many cases, it has worked out very well. But what I've learned from so many of those folks is they've been making some financial decisions that have cost them far more money than it should have. And had they been a bit more thoughtful about how they drew money, how they spent money, how they used money to support their lifestyle, they could have more money in their pocket. And that's the kind of advice that I want to give you on this radio show. And when we get back, I'm going to talk more about that. We're going to take a quick break, but I want to remind you about our newsletter. It comes out each and every Friday. Friday morning at 10:30. We've been sending it out since March of 2008. So, I don't know, 600, 700 consecutive issues. It's a lot. It lands in your inbox. All you need to do is go to my website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name and your email address, and boom, you will start getting a newsletter this Friday. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we're back, more Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Know when to walk away and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting.
It's Paul from Gentilly Brewing reminding you to support your local brewery at 59 Park Street in Beverly. We're here to go for all your beer-to-go needs, including our year-round beer and many Gentilly seasonal beers and cans, plus a rotating selection of beer for growler fills. November 19th is our triple beer release with English Bitter, Autumn Sour, and Rileside Pale Ale, all in cans. The brewery is open for to-go beer only, Thursdays and Fridays, 4 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, noon to 4 p.m. Place an order for pickup on our website, or just walk in. For more info and to celebrate Thanksgiving Eve with us, visit Gentilly, GENTILEBrewing.com.
Are you looking for a quiet, clean, and conveniently located property for your out-of-town guests for an overnight stay or longer? Or perhaps your out-of-town business clients will enjoy walking instead of driving to a variety of dining establishments and shops. Beverly Garden Suites is steps away from the commuter rail to Boston. If location is a priority, Beverly Garden Suites cannot be beat. Beverly Garden Suites is locally owned and operated with full kitchens and free wireless access throughout.
Visit BeverlyGardenSuites.com.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. For more than 50 years, we've been providing individuals and families on the North Shore and Merrimack Valley with financial advice in a language you can understand. As each of us struggle to find answers in this uncertain environment, we're continuing to communicate with our clients in a variety of ways. Our weekly newsletter, our video town hall, our client teleconferences and periodic phone calls continue to offer ways to address clients' questions despite remaining physically distant. If you're feeling alone and searching for rational advice during these emotional times, perhaps Friedman Financial can provide the comfort that you need. Give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. I'm live in studio today, sitting across the street from the vacant parking lot, which is the North Beverly train station, but I'm sitting high in the treetop studios in Studio A of North Shore 104.9. I'm joined by my producer, Biff, and we are providing you with financial advice in a language you can understand. The reason we're here live today was simply because I didn't want to do a taped show on Wednesday not knowing what the outcome of the election was going to be. Man, I mean, who knew on Wednesday morning, right? After Tuesday night at 2:30 in the morning, Donald Trump is declaring victory, yet plenty of states have yet to be called. And boy, did things change, huh? I mean, this whole mail-in ballot system has created an interesting dynamic to the elections, especially since some states count their mail-in ballots before the live votes happen. And some count them afterwards. And that's what we saw in Pennsylvania and Georgia and some other states this week as the numbers began to change. And yes, there's, of course, a lot of question and an uncertainty about how a mail-in ballot and absentee ballot system works. I think there's a lot of question that is out there right now about the different mechanisms in which each state operates their own election protocols. What you're not hearing right now, you're not hearing about people screaming about, we need to change the Electoral College. Oh, that was the case 4 years ago, right? Everyone was screaming, the Electoral College is broken. We need to fix that. We need to do that. You're not hearing that today. You're hearing some celebration in the streets. One party won, and there will always be a winner, and there will always be a loser. And sometimes losers don't go so gracefully. But we can only hope that that will happen at some point. But Joe Biden is the winner of this election. He will be the 46th president of the United States. And at the same time, we hold a Congress that is held by the House of Representatives, held by the Democrats, the Senate, held by the Republicans. And basically, the outcome of this election is continued gridlock in Washington, yet a hopeful voice. And I think one of the things is that I saw over the past couple days, and I'll tell you, I did not vote for Joe Biden, but I will tell you that when I listened to Joe Biden speak yesterday and the day before, it was kind of a refreshing experience. I listened to somebody read off a teleprompter without choosing to improvise the whole way through. I listened to someone speak with a sense of diplomacy, a sense of commitment, a sense of optimism, and I believe that Joe Biden could be an important voice for us in the 4 years to come, because I don't think Joe Biden will necessarily get much done from his perch in the White House, but I think it will force our Congress to be less combative, to be more cooperative. And if that's what Joe Biden is able to help us accomplish in 4 years, that's a win as far as I'm concerned. There's a lot of stuff that's broken in Washington. There's a lot of attitudes that are broken in America. I just hope we can move towards some place that's a bit more calming, a bit more positive. And I actually believe, at least today, you know, everyone says the right things right now. Right now, Joe Biden has to come across looking presidential. I mean, that's his job. Kamala Harris has to do the same thing. Let's hope that the sincerity that comes from their voices over the past couple days is that same level of sincerity that we hear for the next four more. But we're sitting here in studio today trying to figure out our own money. Do we need to change things? Do we need to do things differently with our money because of a change in the White House? I mean, that's what the biggest everybody's worries were the 2 weeks or 3 weeks leading up to this election. Oh my goodness, what should we do? Now, I told you on this radio show a few weeks ago that if the outcome had been what the media was strongly suggesting, that we were going to see a blue wave where Joe Biden was going to win America by a landslide, that the Senate was going to be overtaken by the Democrats, and that the House was going to hold its Democratic seats, I can't say I would have been worried. We just would have had to do things differently, because the agenda that the Democratic Party would want to push through would actually just simply get moved through very quickly and might even be a bit impulsive, because there'd be really nobody standing in the way. The idea of corporate tax rates going up, your income tax rates going up, wiping out the whole Obamacare plan, capital gains tax going up. None of those things are going to happen. Those things are not going to happen. And I think you should sleep comfortably throughout the rest of this year, knowing that a lame duck president of what Donald Trump is right now, if he feels any sense of commitment to this country, he will let the powers that be in Washington work together and he'll try to help orchestrate a comfortable map to the finish line. Hopefully we get a stimulus put into place. We need a stimulus. And hopefully his Operation Warp Speed to get vaccines to all of us and treatments to all of us is something that he will continue to pursue, and I think he will. I think that's very important. But so too will Joe Biden announce his COVID task force, which he mentioned yesterday. And whether it means changes to the roadmap that the president has laid out, maybe that will happen. I'd like to hope that Joe Biden is smart enough not to shut down this economy. I think there are ways in which we can manage this disease, this disease is really what it is, disease better. I think we can manage it better. But shutting down the economy would be devastating here in America. That is not the solution. But what do I know? I'm just another guy on the radio. But I'll tell you this. I've been talking to a lot of folks this past week about their situation. We've seen a lot of new people call the office, and we're happy to talk to you as well. But what I've seen is a lot of people who've made some mistakes, financial mistakes, simply because they were uninformed. They've taken money from their IRAs without realizing how taxable it could be. they've been borrowing money against their 401k and then leaving their job and didn't realize that if they left their job, well, they had taken a loan on their 401k, that 401k would now be taxable to them. They can't pay it back anymore. I've seen people taking money from the wrong places in their accounts and paying more tax than is necessary. I've seen people not making the proper adjustments to their pay stub, such that they're surprised when the tax bill comes along that they owe a great deal on tax day, or they're getting an enormously large refund. Folks, part of financial planning is making sure that you're making smart decisions with your money. Look, there's the investment and management of money. And we do a lot of that at Friedman Financial. More than $500 million are under management at our office. That's $500 million. And we serve 450 families. But we have room for you too. And if now is the time for you to get serious about your overall financial situation, I want to talk to you. Oftentimes people ask me, Mark, are you a fiduciary? In fact, I got asked that on an interview that I did last week. Someone was asking if I was a fiduciary. And I said, yes, I am. I said, but I understand you're asking this question. They were reading it from a list of questions from a questionnaire sheet. I said, do you know what a fiduciary is? And they said, no. I said, so you're asking the question of, am I a fiduciary? And I'm saying, yes, but you don't know what it means to be a fiduciary. To me, a fiduciary means, yes, I need to place your interest first. But what financial advisor would you talk to that would say, I'm sorry, I don't place your interest first, I place mine first? No, here's the deal. In order to place your interest first, I need to know where everything is and what everything is worth before ever making a recommendation or piece of advice about your financial situation. That means a full disclosure of your total net worth, everything you own, your bank statements, brokerage accounts, 401k statements, the value of your house, mortgages in your house, the credit cards you might have outstanding, automobile loans, life insurance, disability insurance, what type of estate planning is in place, who owns your investments, who the beneficiaries are. I need to know all of that first. And I think, and I know, you want me to know all of that stuff first if you want to get authentic fiduciary advice first. I want to place your interests first. That's what we do at Friedman Financial, and we're here to do it for you as well. If now's the time for you to get serious about your financial planning, give my office a call, 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, or visit us on the web, friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. That's going to do it for us today. I hope you've enjoyed our financial advice in a language you can understand. Thanks again to Daniela Mamola for joining us to give us an update on Daniela's Ristorante. And you might see me at the restaurant, but you'll certainly hear me again next Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. right here on North Shore 104.9. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.